in there. But again, I stayed for a year and then got homesick, came back to El Paso. And by then, let's see, the war was just over, and the fellows were coming back on campus, so I enrolled with some of my friends. It was called Texas Western by then, I think. No, it was still called Texas College of Mines, because that's where I met my husband, and his degree says Texas College of Mines. Okay, I met my husband and decided to get married, and thought at that time I did not want to ever go back to school again. I'd had it. So we started a family. I had had three sons, and my husband had gotten a second degree by then, and I could see that we were pinching pennies to send the boys to college, so I thought, now listen, I don't want to be the only one in the family without a degree. So when my youngest son was in the third grade, about the third grade, I went back to school, and by then it had changed to Texas Western. And it worked on my degree very slowly because I felt like I was, the minute I stepped on campus and they said, yes ma'am, no ma'am, I thought, oh boy. So I took it very easy, and it took me a while to get through. I changed my major from music to education. I had been substituting in the different schools, mostly Zach White, where the principal was a friend of mine from church. And actually, he was the one that said, why didn't I really? He encouraged me to go get my degree, which I did. I graduated and with a degree in elementary education, and then I taught for 12 years while my boys were growing up and going to college. And then my mother became ill, and I retired to take care of my family business. That's my story in a nutshell.
Wow. That's great. What's your church? What religion are you?
We're Baptist. Mm-hmm. I go to First Baptist Church down on Montana Street, which is the church when we moved from the ranch to town that we joined. So I've been out of it once or twice because we did. My husband got a job with the General Electric Company in Schenectady, New York, and we lived there 3 years. Then we came back here and built this home next door to the home where I lived. My parents' home was right next door. Mm-hmm. We had a wedding reception in that yard right there, and I can look at the garden out of my bedroom window and see where we had our wedding reception.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we're Baptists.
And in the Baptist church, the minister is known as the
pastor. He's Dr. Levi Price, Jr.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they refer to the minister in different churches as different, you know, names.
Right. He's so. Not father. He's not reverend. He is a doctor, though, Doctor of Divinity.
Oh.
And some people call him Dr. Price. Mostly we call him Levi or pastor.
Uh-huh.
He's a very good friend of my family.
Uh-huh. Is pastor a new term or is that an old term? I heard that was like a trend.
A trend?
Yeah, that might be a trend, or has that always been in the Baptist church to call pastors?
No, that's been forever.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
What organizations do you belong to now?
Well, let's see, I'm very involved in my church. We have wonderful missions work going on. We have four missions in Juarez that we support, and one Sunday out of every month there's a group of about 40 people that go to Juarez to the different locations. So I do belong to the Women's Missionary Society. I belong to the El Paso Women's Club, where mm-hmm. I'm a friend of your grandmother's mm-hmm. and your mother.